that. I'm going to preach tonight on snake eyes. Amen. Amen. Years ago when I was in the service, we had what they call the day room, where all the men gathered in and talked, and first one thing and another, gambled, played cards. And we had four or five colored boys in our outfit, and they loved to shoot dice, and I don't know a whole lot about it, but I'd hear them in there rolling them dice, and every once in a while they'd all holler snake eyes, and the guys would lose everything he had. Me too. I don't know what game they're playing. I really don't. Somebody might. All I know is when they hollered snake eyes, they lost it all. Amen. And God began to deal with me about gamblers in the house of the Lord.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Brother Don read this portion of Scripture I'm going to read this morning. He read it closing, I'm reading it starting. So I, Second Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. And to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful.
Amen.
In the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
He that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall.
Amen.
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 I want you to notice what he says in verse 8 and 9. Amen. If these things be in you, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he said, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if these things be in you, amen, for if you do these things, ye shall never fall.
Amen. That's right. Bless him.
There's a way that God has fixed for man to take advantage of a sure thing. Amen. I don't know how you are about things, but I'm not much of a gambler. Never was. I don't like to take chances. Amen. And I know in the service they always said no guts, no blue chip, but then they ain't wondering about going to heaven neither. Amen.
Right. Amen. That's right.
And Peter is showing us a way that takes no chances. Amen.
That's right.
The Bible tells us that if we do not bear fruit, we will be cut off and gathered up and burned. Amen. And yet Peter has told us that these things be in you, they will make you that you will not be barren. Amen. They'll make you that you will bear fruit in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 10, he tells us, if we'll give diligence to make our calling and election sure, amen, and do these things, ye shall never fall, amen. I like the word diligent.
Yeah.
It means a careful and constant and continuing effort with much attention to small detail, and that's a whole sermon in itself, amen.
That's right, amen.
God help us, amen. It would seem that everybody And everyone that had any sense at all, amen, would take this sure way of making it in, amen. I mean, Peter said, all you got to do, amen, is add to your faith virtue, amen. A little bit of clean living, in other words. And add the virtue knowledge, amen. And the knowledge temperance, and the temperance patience, and patience godliness, and godliness brotherly kindness, and the brotherly kindness charity.
Amen.
He said, if these things are in you, you'll bear fruit. You can't help but bear fruit, amen.
Amen.
If you do these things, amen, you'll never fall. But we see men and women in the house of God who are gamblers with their souls, amen.
That's right. Gamblers with their souls. Why take a chance?
Looked like to me that
tonight, Lord, help him preach.
If folks know the sure way of going to heaven, Brother Harold, it looked like they do everything within their power to do that very thing.
It looks like it. Amen. That's right.
We often read of gamblers in this world who win and lose fortunes. Amen. And
bless him, Lord.
Sometimes we wonder, how in the world could they do that?
Yeah.
But did you know they're nothing? They're nothing but a bunch of pikers.
Yeah.
When it comes to comparing them with the gamblers that are in the house of God.
All right. Come on then.
Amen.
Yeah. Come on.
I mean, what's a few thousand dollars?
Yeah.
Compared to your soul.
That's right. Amen.
Jesus said if you could gain the whole world.
Yes.
And lose your soul.
Come on now.
What would a man give in exchange for his soul?
Amen. That's
and yet we see in the house of God men and women betting their soul against what the Word of God might say.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. That's right.
I felt him run his hand up and down my back, but Don, amen.
Come on, preach to me.
God help us, amen. They play with their souls at stake.
Yeah.
And it's eternity that they're playing with. Amen.
Right. Amen.
I thought about Felix.
Yeah.
In the book of Acts.
Preach to us, brother.
The Bible says of Felix, amen, when Felix heard these things, having a more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them, saying, when the say of the chief captain shall come down, I'll know the uttermost of your matter. I want you to know that this man was not ignorant.
Amen.
Concerning this way.
Amen.
Come on now.
Yeah,
the reason that they brought Paul to Felix was because Felix was married to a Jewess.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes, that's right.
He knew about this. He'd heard about Jesus.
He
knew about the faith. He knew about how it ought to be.
Yeah.
The Bible said he had a more perfect knowledge of this way. Amen.
Yes, amen.
God help us. Amen. He knew. Yes. Just like you know tonight.
Come
amen.
On. Come on.
I can't preach standards of holiness that you ain't heard. You may not be living them, but you know about them.
Yes.
Come on now.
Come on.
Amen. Anybody who's been around the house of God where there is a man of God who is anointed by the Holy Ghost.
Come on,
come on now.
Come
on. Is going to preach holiness because the Bible said when the Holy Ghost is come, he'll lead you into all truth and said he would rebuke sin.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen. Amen.
Felix knew.
Bless him, Lord.
All right.
Come on.
The Bible said, after certain days when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness and temperance and judgment to come, the Bible said, Felix trembled.
Amen. That's
woo! Anybody who's ever been lost and is now saved can look back when the Spirit of God moved on their heart and they begin to tremble it. Amen. And was under conviction. Yeah. That's what was the matter with Felix. He was under conviction. Yeah.
Amen. Yes, he was.
He began to tremble.
Yes, he did. Amen. That's right.
And then he rolls the dice of life.
Yeah.
And he says, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will
amen.
Call for thee.
Amen.
You know what he's doing?
Yeah.
He's betting his soul that there will be another time and another opportunity.
Yeah.
Hey, man, come his way.
Come on. That's right. That's what he was doing.
I see in the house of God the Spirit of God as it moves upon the hearts of men and women and deals with them about their lost condition or deals with them about their lack attitude toward God and deals with them about how they, amen, are lack and slack about serving God and going to the house of God. And he's dealing with them that know they ought to live for God with all their heart. Amen. And sister, somebody, I see them as they roll the dice and they say, next week, next year, next camp meeting, amen.
Yeah.
Phoenix, roll the dice, amen.
Yeah.
Brother Dodd, he rolled snake eyes.
Yeah.
God never dealt with him again. He never trembled, amen. Paul never touched him again. He heard Paul many times after that, amen. But the dice never rolled for him again.
Amen.
He died lost, amen.
Yeah.
Snake eyes.
That's right, lost it all. That's right.
Oh, God.
You're preaching right. Help him tonight, God.
Help me, Jesus.
Help him tonight.
My God in heaven, amen. My God, amen. Don't you know that the only way you can be saved is for the Spirit of God to move into your heart and deal with your soul, amen. You can't turn over a new leaf and make a resolution. I'm going to live for God, amen. Jesus said, no man can come unto me except the Father draw him.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Yeah, you might feel like you need to get saved after a while, but if Jesus don't deal with your heart, you'll pray on and on and on and on, amen. And the dice will still read snake eyes.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, God.
You're preaching right. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. My Father, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Help him.
Oh, God, help us.
Yes.
Amen. My God in heaven, you don't have to take that chance. Amen.
Amen.
We don't have to take a chance.
Take a chance. That's right. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. Bless him tonight, Lord. Hallelujah.
The Bible said, Belshazzar,
yeah,
the king made a feast for 1,000 of his lords, and drank wine before the 1,000.
Sure did.
Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels, which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem.
Bless him, Lord.
At the king and his princes and his wife and his concubines might drink therein.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple, which were at Jerusalem, the king and his princes and his wives, and drank in them.
Yeah.
The Bible said they drank to the lords, or the gods of wood, silver and stone.
Yeah. Right.
This man, this king Belshazzar, is betting his soul that God doesn't care what we do with his vessels.
All right. All right. That's what he
Come
was
on
doing.
Now.
That's what he was doing. Amen.
Come on now.
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
We see those gamblers.
Bless him, Lord.
Just as Belshazzar was in the house of God, desecrating the vessels of God.
Yes.
In their dress.
Yes.
In their habits.
Yes.
And where they go.
Come on.
What they read.
Come on.
What they do.
Preaching right.
What they watch.
Yes. Amen.
Come on.
Come on. Preach to us.
Right.
Come on.
Come on now.
Amen. That's right.
Come on.
Yeah.
I've never seen time when the church folks is arguing against the standard of holiness like they are today.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Amen.
They're betting that they can set.
Yeah. Yeah. Bless
and
him.
Play with the world.
Yeah.
Come on.
Preach to us.
Mess with the vessels of God.
Yeah.
Come on, you know you are the vessels of the Lord. You know that.
Amen.
Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they're betting that they can do what they want with their vessel.
Yeah.
And God won't care.
Come on. Come on. You're preaching right.
Belshazzar wrote snake eyes. Did you know that?
Yes, he did.
Amen. Listen to what the Bible says.
Amen.
Daniel comes before him and he says, and thou, he tells him about his father, Nebuchadnezzar.
Yes, sir.
How he ate grass like an ox.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And he said, and thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all of this.
Amen. You knew it.
There's one thing, Brother Anthony, that I noticed in studying this message, and I haven't written it down and even thought about it till just now. God is not talking to a bunch of ignoramuses.
Amen. That's right.
He's talking to men and women that know.
Amen. That's right.
I said he's talking to men and women that know.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
They know. That's the problem.
But hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven.
Lord,
you see, when you mess with the vessels of God.
Come on.
And I'm talking about yourself especially.
Yes. Yes.
You're rejecting God. You're challenging God.
That's right. Amen.
You've lifted up yourself against the Lord of heaven.
God, yeah.
Come on. And they have vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. Thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God whose hand thy breath is, and who are all thy ways, and hast thou not glorified? Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this is the writing that was written.
Yes.
This is the writing that was written. Many, many, tekel, upharsin. And this is the interpretation. Many, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it.
Finished it, yeah.
Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances, and art found wanting. Peres, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians.
Yeah.
And the Bible said that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain.
That's right. He lost it all.
Snake eyes.
Yes. Amen.
Snake eyes.
Yes.
Come on.
God does care what you do with your vessel.
Amen. He sure does.
Woo! Hallelujah.
That's right.
Come on.
Come on.
That's right.
Come on.
The devil may tell you that God doesn't care what you do with your vessel.
Yeah.
Amen. And your pastor and your preachers, some of these churches have got to the place that they say that God doesn't look at, amen, the outward appearance.
Come on.
Then he just reads the heart. Sure, God reads the heart, but he reads the outward appearance too.
Amen. That's right.
The Bible said, know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. And if any man defile the temple of God, amen, him shall God destroy.
Amen.
For the temple of God is holy.
Amen.
Which temple you are, amen.
Right.
Brother, you're gambling with your soul.
Amen.
When you drift like the world and act like the world.
Amen.
Read what the world reads. Watch what the world reads. Go where the world goes. Not God. You're gambling that God don't care. Snake eyes, friend. Snake eyes.
Man, he cares.
Come on. Snake eyes.
That's right.
Glory
to God.
Woo!
That's right, Brother Buster. Hallelujah.
I feel the weight of this message in my heart tonight. Amen. I really do. Let's go on.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said the kingdom of heaven is like to a certain king which made a marriage for his sons.
Amen.
His son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding. They would not come.
Right.
He sent for other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatling are killed, and all things are ready.
Yes.
Come to the marriage. The Bible said, but they made light of it.
Made light of it. Amen.
Went their ways. One to his farm, another to his merchandise. Then he took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them.
Amen.
When the king heard thereof, he was wroth and sent forth his armies to destroy those murders and burned up their city.
Amen.
They made light of it.
Amen.
We've got a lot of folks like this in the house of God.
Bless the Lord.
Betting their souls Help me, Lord, preach. Amen.
Bless him, Lord, tonight. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. That this is nothing to get uptight about.
All right. All right.
That's the only way I know to put it,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, that's plain.
Robert.
Yeah.
They're gambling.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that this is nothing to really put yourself out over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't get shook up over.
Made light of, you know.
Yeah.
They think that us preachers of holiness are beside ourselves.
Come on.
They feel like that we're a little touched. As we say in Arkansas, they're a little touched.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Come on. Amen.
Amen.
You're preaching right.
And they're playing it cool.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
And they feel like praying and fasting and reading the Word of God is, well, if you feel like it.
Yeah. Amen. Come on.
Let me read you a scripture.
Come on.
It says, if ye will not hear, listen, and if ye will not lay it to heart, to give glory to my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse. I will even send a curse upon you. I will curse your blessing. Yea, I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart.
Amen.
Right.
But I want you to know, being a Christian, serious business.
Amen. It sure is.
We ain't playing no game here. Come on now.
Come on.
Right.
Amen.
And if you feel that way, my friend, when you roll your dice of life, you're going to come up with snake eyes as sure as the world. Amen.
Amen.
God is not interested in your part-time Christianity.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
I say God's not interested in your spare-time Christianity.
Amen.
Come on now. A lot of folks, if all they got for God is leftovers.
Amen. That's right. Come on.
Never did care much for leftovers. Amen. Never did, amen. Come on now.
Amen.
And I hope you don't take that wrong, amen. I'll make my share of them.
Come on.
Hey, but when it comes right down to it, I'd rather have hot biscuits than biscuits that's been warmed over, even if it is in the microwave.
Amen.
Come on now.
Come on.
Amen. And God don't care for leftovers neither.
Amen. Right.
I said God don't care for your leftovers either.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. When they had the law of sacrifices, Brother Donnie said, that which is left over, he said, don't keep it till the next morning. Take it out and burn it.
Right.
I don't want it. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. Amen.
Come on.
But there are
Amen.
Folks in the house of God that are making light of this.
Amen.
Amen. Feel like they give God what they can spare.
Yeah. Come on. Amen. That's right.
Come on,
you're preaching right. Amen. That's right.
Snake eyes, friend.
Yeah.
Snake eyes. Just lose it all.
Lose it all.
He said, if you don't lay this to heart, I'm going to curse your blessings.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen people like that. Did you know that holiness is a blessing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
But I've seen them, Sister Linda. Man, it taps at them. They can't hardly stand it.
Yeah.
They sure ain't impressing God none, I'll tell you that.
That's right. Amen.
Come on, I said, they ain't impressing God none.
Come on. Come on.
God's not interested in your reluctant holiness.
Amen. Amen.
Come on now.
Yeah, come on.
Amen.
Amen. Come on. Come on. That's right. Bless him, Lord.
Making light of this way is the same thing as the others.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Here's another gambler. The Bible said, then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which are bidden are not worthy. Go ye therefore to the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid them to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. The wedding was furnished with guests. When the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment.
Yes.
He said to him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? The Bible said he is speechless.
Speechless. Amen.
And the king then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot, take him away, cast him into outer darkness.
Yeah.
There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Many a call, few chosen. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Man, do we ever see this gambler in the house of God?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I mean, do we ever? Amen. God help us. Amen. They bet their souls that God only looks on the heart and never on the outward appearance.
All right.
Come on.
Sure it is.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Woo! God help us. Snake eyes, friend. Snake eyes. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I noticed that he said he was speechless.
Yes.
I've had him tell me, Brother Robert, I had him tell me, bless God, when I get before God, I'll tell him how it was, and he'll understand.
Come on.
I'll tell him why I couldn't dress that way. I'll tell him how it was on the job.
Yeah.
I'll tell him.
Yeah, come on.
No, you won't.
No, you won't. You'll be speechless. Amen.
One time when I was a boy, 16 years old, I was driving my dad had bought an old Ford station wagon that had the wood panels on it, and the termites that got in it didn't have them on there. The doors was gone. All it had was just windshield in the top and no doors, nothing. Windshield wipers. He bought it for the motor. It run good. If a Ford can run good. Amen. And then took that thing out, and he told me not to drive it on the highway, but you know, 16-year-old boys, they know everything anyway, you know. And I drove it on Armistice Day, and I drove it out the Ford Ord. And I got out there, and that thing didn't have no brakes in it, neither. And they was marching. The army was marching across the highway. And when I came down through there, Brother Pollard, that thing wouldn't stop. And I honked the horn, and I scattered them. I mean, I messed their parade up. And by that time, I was scared, and I thought, man, I better go home. So I turned around and come back down the highway, and they just got formed up again. They said, here it comes again. They scattered again. Brother Robert, I was driving down the road. Pretty soon, the highway patrolman pulled me over because it didn't have no doors. Amen. And so while he's there talking to me, trying to find out what I was doing, his radio come on, and they said, be on the lookout for...
Yeah,
he went back home and said, I got him. He came back up there and he said, son, he said, do you know that they've got the FBI looking for you and the military police and the sheriff department? Hey, man, they're looking for you. And sure enough, here they come. Man, I mean, they was after me. They thought I was trying to kill them, I guess. He said, let me see your driver's license. I'd forgot them. It's at the house. He said, does the horn work? I said, no. Does the brake? No. Does the windshield? No. No, I don't know. He wrote up a ticket. Finally, he looked at me and he said, son, where do you live? And I told him, and he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Hey, man, to get this thing off the road, I'm going to drive by your house, and you better be right behind me when I go by, and I don't want to see you after I pass your house. And I said, all right. Well, Mama said to me, she said, son, what are you going to do when you have to go to court? And I was 16, you know, and I said, Mama, when I get up for that judge and I get to telling him my little story, and I tell him how it is, that old judge is going to break down crying. He's going to say, son, that's all right. Forget it. Just don't let it happen again. I really thought he'd do that. You know, when I come up for that judge, he called my name, and I stood before him. My dad stood up, and I'd never seen my dad back down from nobody in my life. And the judge looked at him and said, is your name Leon Buzzard? And he said, no, sir. He said, sit down and keep quiet. Dad just sat down and kept quiet. I was in trouble. I knowed I was in trouble. He looked across that desk at me and said, are you guilty or are you innocent? And I was so scared I couldn't even answer. He said, son, speak up. I want to know whether you're guilty or you're innocent. And about the third time I said, guilty. 50-dollar fine I had to pay. I was glad to pay it and leave. Amen. Amen. But I'm telling you, when you stand before God,
amen,
and you start trying to tell him all the reasons that you didn't live the life that you're supposed to live, he's going to say, snake eyes, boy.
Yeah. Amen.
And besides that, when you start trying to tell him and he looks at you with them eyes of his,
yeah, that's right,
you ain't going to be able to say nothing.
That's right.
You ain't going to say a word. All excuses, all the things that you think you're going to be able to convince God with will flee your mind. You'll be speechless.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Snake eyes. Oh, God, help us.
Bless you, Lord.
The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew, amen, ye blind guides, stranded in the mat, swallow camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. We got the one gambler that's gambling that God's just looking at the inside and doesn't care what he looks like.
Right.
He rolls snake eyes. Now we got another gambler that's gambling that God, amen, just looks on the outward appearance.
Come on.
And he doesn't care what you look like inside.
Amen.
Amen. And he's coming up snake eyes too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo! Oh, God, help me preach. Amen.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Come on now.
Yeah, that's right.
We have got, well, it's my label, I guess it'd be all right if I say that one. It's my label. We have got what I call super duper upfront holiness folk. Won't chew gum or eat candy or drink pop. Absolutely refuse to wear red shoes or red blouse, shiny belt buckles. Come on now. Absolutely refuse, amen. I mean refuse. They are counting that holiness. Come on now. They're counting that outward appearance. At that long hair and long dresses and long sleeves. Come on now. I know what I'm telling you about, amen. And that little knot of hair on the back of their head is going to get them past the judgment.
Come on.
But say, brother, the King of all kings is going to open up the heart and see that mean, spiteful, hateful, no love, no mercy, no kindness. Amen. Spirit in them. And he's going to say, snake eyes, friend. Yeah. Snake eyes.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, God, help us. Brother, I want you to know God fixed it so you can be holiness inside and outside. You don't have to take a chance. Paul said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Which is in you, which you have of God, you're not your own.
Amen.
You're bought with a price.
Amen. That's right.
Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Inside and out.
Folks are gambling with their souls.
Yes, they are.
At stake over holding the standards.
Yes. That's right.
Amen. And over how they feel inside.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
I know men, Brother Don, that have held grudges in their hearts from 15 and 20 years.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's sad.
Huh?
Yeah.
They're gamblers.
Yeah, they are. Sure are.
They're taking a chance with their soul.
Yeah.
Amen. That God is not going to require it. But I heard the Lord in the book of Matthew, amen, telling them that if they did not forgive, amen, he said, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your heart forgive not every one his brother their trespasses.
Amen. Come on. You're preaching right.
They're gambling with their soul that God is going to let them by because they look so good.
Come on. Come on.
Isn't that a shame?
It's a shame. It sure is.
I know folks that are denying themselves of all worldly pleasures, and that's all good.
Yeah.
Brother Don, and they are living the life. They're crossing every T and dotting every I. And in their hearts, they are so mean and so spiteful and so hateful.
That's right. That's right.
As a holiness preacher in our part of the country, went into the Baker's IGA store. Now, Mr. Baker is a deacon in the Baptist church. Mr. Baker's a fine person. He's one of these that takes his religion seriously. And he has been known just to give groceries away to folks that didn't have it to buy with. I ain't saying that'll get him to heaven. I'm not telling you that. But I'm just trying to get you to see what kind of a person he is. Mr. Baker, Don Baker, hires all Baptists for his clerks, his checkout boys, his bagger boys. They're all Baptists. That's all right. If I was well off enough to have a grocery store, I'd hire all homeless folk. Come on now.
Yeah.
And this holiness preacher went in and he was going around and filling his grocery cart up. And the reason he's doing it, because he's so holy and he won't let his wife go out among the world, you know. You stay at the house. I guess that's all right. My wife would like me to do that, but I don't care that much about going to the grocery store. Amen. Or any other store as far as that's concerned. Amen. I'm not a shopper. Amen. Walmart doesn't. When I go to Walmart, I go where I'm going to get what I want, and I'm out the checkout stand. Wife's got to go buy the little girls' dresses because of her granddaughters, you know. Oh, it's just cute, Leon. I said, not really. I'm tired. Can I go to the car? But he's around filling his shopping cart up, and some joker, it's got to be another homeless person, somebody, went by while this preacher wasn't watching. He slipped a carton of cigarettes in that man's basket. Hey, man. And when they're checking out, this checkout lady suddenly pulls this carton of cigarettes out of the cart and says to him, I thought you was holiness. What are you doing with these cigarettes? And here's a man that won't chew gum, drink pop, wear cowboy boots. I mean, he's holiness. At least he thinks he is. He blew his temper. He lost his temper. I mean, he got mad. He called them a bunch of Baptist devils. I don't know what all he called. I had a woman from our church was standing in the line. She said, I was ashamed to be there. Said he absolutely lost his temper and carried on. And he said, furthermore, you can keep your old groceries. I'm not abiding here no more.
What a testimony.
Only other grocery store in town is not owned by a Christian of any kind. I don't know what, you know, hey. And he walked out. I want you to listen to this. And then Baptist clerks are standing there, and there's the deacon. Everybody's up there because he's so loud, you know. You know how holiness preachers are. They think they're anointed when they get mad, you know. Amen. And one of them said to the other and said, ain't that the pastor of the holiness church? Yeah, that's him. I thought he was holiness. Yeah. He says he is.
Yeah.
And one of them said, the other said, well, if that's holiness, I'm glad I'm not holiness. I sure don't want none of that.
Amen.
Come on, saints.
Amen.
As far as those people are concerned, the man has rolled snake eyes.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
What about God? I'm afraid it'll be snake eyes too.
Amen. Come
right.
On.
Huh?
You're right.
Right.
The Pharisees, the Sadducees, which lived such a good life.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, right.
Enlarge the borders of their garments. Yeah. Enlarge their flaccardies. You know what that is? Yeah. Hey man, it's like mule blinders. They had this little thing they put over their eyes so they wouldn't see nothing. And they wrote scriptures on those things. That's all they could see. Come on now. Like a bunch of mules with blinders on. Walking around making sure they didn't see no evil.
Yeah.
But Jesus said in your heart, you're a bunch of hypocrites.
Amen. That's what he told me.
You look like a whited sepulcher. Amen. You look good outwardly, but inside, It's nothing but snake eyes, friend. God is looking at the spirit that dwells in our hearts. Brother, and if it's not holiness, then the outward appearance don't mean a thing to Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Come on. Amen, Brother Leon.
That's right.
Gambling. Amen. Yeah. Just the gambling.
Gambling. Amen.
Right.
That's right.
Preaching it right.
Amen.
The Bible said, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. There's no doubt that holiness is right.
Amen.
And then you always have these folks who come up with the questions like, I've had them say, pray tell me, what is holiness? Well, the Bible tells us what it is. First of all, He tells us not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Ask us what fellowship and righteousness with unrighteous, what life, what concord of Christ with Belial.
Yeah.
He tells us. And then He said, when God said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, touch not the unclean thing. I will receive you and be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. And then He said, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
Amen. That's right.
Come on now. John said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, amen, love the things of the world, the love of the Father is flat, not in him. And I put that flat in there.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Those folks that mess with this world are going to come up with snake eyes.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
Ain't no way that you can mess with this world and be a child of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
One more tonight before I close. I don't want to hold you too long.
Bless him, Lord.
Although I've got lots more. Amen. I'm like, I got to preaching on the five wise and the five foolish. And I preached on five fools, and then the next service I preached on five more fools, and the next service I preached on five more fools, and I finally said, there's too many fools to preach on. Amen. One more. Amen. The Bible tells us, and that's what I'm reading here about these virgins. Amen. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamp, went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept at midnight. There was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom come. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. The wise answered, saying, not so, lest there not be enough for us and you. Go ye rather to them that buy and that sell, and buy for yourselves. And the Bible said, while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went with him into the marriage, and the door was shut.
Amen. That's right.
I know much has been made and talked about what the oil is and what it represents, and I'm not trying to minimize the oil at all. Amen. I'm really not. But to me, the main thing here that Jesus is pointing out is in verse 10 where he says, and they that were ready went in with him, and the door was shut.
Yeah.
This last gambler is the one who in reality is not ready to go.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on.
Come on now.
Yeah.
This is the gambler that's betting everything will work out somehow, and everything will work out some way. And that some way they'll make it right before it's too late.
Uh-huh.
Without any effort on their part.
All right.
Snake eyes.
Yeah.
Right.
I say to you, snake eyes.
Yeah.
Amen. God help us. You know what the Bible said? The Bible says, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come.
That's right.
But Jesus said, know this, if the good man had of known.
Yeah.
And what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. God help us, amen. We've got a bunch of people, amen, that feel like, amen, that it don't take any effort on their part, that somehow God is going to fix them and make it so they can go in at the last minute if that's what it takes. You don't come up snake eyes. You don't come up empty.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Right.
I want you to know it takes sweat, work, hard labor to go when He comes.
Amen.
They that were ready.
They that were ready.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
All right, that's the question.
I thought about so many times we call on folks and they know they sing. I mean, it's not a mystery to them that they sing. Sister Phyllis, and you can call on them and they ain't ready. And I told them, I said, now, next service night, we're going to call on you to sing so you can be thinking about it. And I'll say, come and sing. Oh my, I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Now, I want to tell you what kind of gambling you're taking.
Come on.
The Bible said when He comes, He's going to come in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
I don't really know how fast that is. Amen. Brother Ronnie Cooper said that they had measured it. I don't know how they done it. They said, he said there's 47 twinkles in one blink of the eye. 47 twinkles in one blink of the eye. You mean you blink your eye like that and Jesus could have come 47 times? Man, you gambling to walk out this building not ready tonight.
That's right.
Yes.
Huh?
Right.
Amen. I said, you gambling to walk out here and not know that you're really ready to go if He should come tonight.
That's true.
That's right.
If He could come in 47 times by the time you blink your eye one time, what a gambler you are.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Jesus told him one day, He said, my time has not yet come, but your time is always ready.
Man, that's what
right.
He said.
Your time is
always ready.
Ready.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible said, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Sure.
Amen. The Bible tells us that Jesus came to His own and they refused to accept Him.
Yeah.
Amen. They didn't want Him. They were gambling that Jesus was not who He claimed to be, the Son of God.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's right.
They were, Sister Phyllis, they were gambling their souls that this was not the Messiah.
All right.
They came up with snake eyes.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
They lost it all.
Lost it all.
I see Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. The Bible says He came and beheld the city. And he said, if thou hadst known even thou at least in this thy day the things that belong to thy peace,
yeah,
now they're hid from your eyes. For the day shall come upon thee when thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round and keep thee on every side. Shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Brother Don, I'm running hot. My glasses are fogging up on me. Amen. They gambled.
Yeah.
That He was not the Son of God.
That's right. That sure it is.
Took a chance with their very being.
Yeah.
That He wasn't the Messiah. They missed it.
They missed it.
They missed it.
Yeah, they did.
I thought about an epitaph that I read one place. Amen. And I'm going to close this message with the question, will this be your epithet? The epithet said, from the pit we hear the hellish cries of those who gamble with their soul and roll snake eyes. Mm-hmm. I don't know why the Lord kept me up to 2:30 this morning dealing with me about this message. I don't know your hearts tonight.
All right.
Amen. And I thought, Lord, is this really a camp meeting message? And He said, it might not be, but it's what I want you to preach. Are you taking a chance with your soul?
All right.
You are if you don't know you're saved tonight.
Amen. That's right. Sure.
Somebody said, preacher, I've been told that I cannot know that I'm saved until I leave the walk of this life and stand in judgment. And then I'll know. They're a liar.
That's right.
That's right.
There's an experience with God tonight. You don't have to take a chance with your soul.
Amen.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen. That's right.
When I was a 12-year-old boy on a cold, snowy night, December the 22nd, 1950, I came to an old-fashioned altar. And I prayed through to an experience from that day to this. I've never doubted one time that my name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
All right.
Sister Shirley, I ain't had to walk in doubt.
Come on.
I ain't had to walk in doubt. His Spirit has borne witness with my spirit that I am a son of God. And you're a fool if you walk in doubt.
Amen.
I said you're a fool if you walk in doubt. The Bible said fools walk in darkness. Yeah. Said a wise man eyes is in his head, but fools walk in darkness.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Amen.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah.
You could roll snake eyes.
That's right.
That's right.
If you leave the building without being saved.
Yeah.
Without knowing where you're at with God.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I wonder if we could come to these altars tonight and call out to God.
All right.
And if you really, if you really don't know, I wouldn't leave till I did know.
Amen.
Because God said you can know.
Yes.
Let's come and pray.
Amen.